Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 12. We'll just read a couple of verses of scripture here.
Yes.
Amen. And then I'll get some more as we go along. But I would that ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. I love this. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace. Listen, this is palace here.
Yeah.
In all the palace and in all other places. Amen. I'm going to read some more later. Praise God. That's a good place to get started. But the test, I believe. Amen. This and I've been going through the book of Philippians the last couple of weeks. Amen. Long before we got to the place nationally that we are right now. Amen. I believe the test of our character is revealed many times. Amen. When our lives are suddenly begin to fall apart and crash. Amen. You can really find out what a man or woman's made up of when things begin to fall apart. Amen. Hallelujah. And Brother Kurt and I got on this lightly today on the phone there. Amen. And I love the red, white, and blue. Amen. I love to watch that flag, praise God, blow in the wind. You know why? Because it reminds me of our ancestors, our fathers and mothers, amen, how that they fought, praise God. And they've kept America great down through the years because, as Brother Kurt said today, Americans always find a way to adapt, amen. We always find a way to be victorious. How is that? It's not by our power, but it's by the power and the grace and the help of God. Amen.
Amen.
I read something there how that, you know, during World War II, it got terrible times. This has been several weeks ago I read this. And I'd always heard that speech and heard about the speech that Churchill gave. Of course, he was Prime Minister of Britain there. And how that he gave that speech. Amen. How that we're going to fight on the mountains. Praise God. We're going to fight in the valleys. You heard that? We're going to fight on the beaches and we will never, never, never give up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so I Googled that or YouTubed it or something. I can't remember. And of course, it didn't show him giving the speech, but I heard that it had his voice recorded, him giving that speech so many years ago. Amen. And it did my heart some good because the true character of men and women is shown in times of hardship. Amen.
Right.
And if the Lord would help me for just a few minutes here tonight, I'd like to talk to us on how to be triumphant through the trial. Amen. How to be triumphant through the trial. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul's character had shown forth because he was put through the test, wasn't he? Paul was put through the trial. Amen. The apostle Paul was outstanding. Amen. At maintaining a steadfastness. Amen. In the face of sorrow and suffering. How many of us could have handled it and could have kept on going and could have made it? Amen. Through the things that Paul had to go through. Amen. He was beaten. Hallelujah. He was shipwrecked. Amen. He was turned against. People turned against him. Amen. I tell you, Paul just kept on hammering along. Amen. And in our text verse that I started with tonight, but I would, you should understand, brethren, that the things which had happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Paul said, I thank God I've been able to suffer that the gospel might be furthered. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a way of looking at it, ain't it? Hallelujah. Here in this verse, amen, is a key to the problem of the trials and adversities of life. It is not God giving me what I desire. Amen. We feel like that if things don't happen just like we want them to happen and just like we desire them to happen, amen, that maybe God's not in the midst of things. But, amen, a lot of times it's our attitude in accepting what God sends our way. As Brother Tom said, amen, he didn't keep him from having a heart attack. But it sure took him through it. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Amen. Paul uses these words here and takes pleasure. It means to think well of. By thinking well of adversity. Amen. He said, it's made me strong. Amen. Hey, God. 2 Corinthians 12 and 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. Hallelujah. I love that. Amen. Take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For he said this, for when I am weak, then am I strong. Hallelujah. What he was saying is, when I've exhausted all of my strength and I get down to where Paul don't have no more strength, but Paul's weak, then that's when I can discover the strength of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's when I become strong, when I tap into his strength, when I tap into his mercy, when I tap into his grace. Lord, help us in this day to realize we're nothing on our own, but oh, we can be triumphant if we trust in the strength of God. Amen. Woo! Paul's journey at this particular time did not seem prosperous. Rather, he was a prisoner. Amen. Hey, God, look at this. Most of us, if we was in Paul's shoes and we was in captive, amen, handcuffs on our hands, taking us down the Rome, locking us up like they were getting ready to do Paul, amen, we would not be praying the prayer that Paul prayed. Hallelujah. I thank God that I'm able to suffer for the furtherance of the gospel. Hallelujah. I wonder how many of us would say that. Great God. We wouldn't be saying that. We'd be saying, oh me, oh my, why do I have to do this? Amen. Why do I got to suffer like this? Not Paul. He said, thank God I'm able to further the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. If the devil's fighting me, the gospel is getting out somewhere else. Hallelujah. I'm able to further the gospel. Amen. Amen. Paul mentions the gospel no less than 6 times, amen, in this book of Philippians right here. Hallelujah. Amen. Though in Rome he was going to be in a dungeon, this man was still happy and he was contented. He was restrained from preaching the gospel actively on the streets like he had in the past. But thank God the enemies of the gospel were tearing down his reputation, yet he still rejoiced. How did he rejoice? I tell you how he rejoiced. Amen. Well, that's my point tonight. Praise God. The first one is, in the midst of them coming against him, in the midst of his trials and troubles that he was facing, he was still distributing the gospel. Hallelujah. Brother Tommy didn't know he's back in my first point tonight. I tell you right now, that's all we see. That's all we hear. Fear, fear, fear. Amen. I'm not a news kind of guy. I hardly ever work. About the news. I tell you, this week I've been paying attention. Amen. I've been reading the headlines. Yeah, God. I've been Googling Trump's speeches. Amen. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And I told Michelle today, I said, the more I've tried to, amen, pay attention to what's going on, the worse I feel. Amen. I feel scared to death. Hallelujah. Hey, God. But Paul said, hey, you're going to go through some hard times. You're going to face trouble sometimes. But what you need to do, amen, even in the midst when everybody's fearful, amen, focus on distributing the gospel. Hallelujah. Hey God, Paul said, they got me bound up. Hey God, they got binds on my hands, but my mind ain't bound. I can still write. I can still pin down the gospel, and I'm going to get in here in a minute. Hey God, he said this, the word of God, the gospel is not bound. They got me locked up in the palace at Caesar's house. But thank God, Paul looked at it like this. The gospel's never reached Caesar's house before. He got me locked up, but here I am. This is a prime opportunity. Get ready, Caesar's house. You're going to hear the gospel. You're going to hear the word of God. I come to tell us, in this house, we can be triumphant in the middle of any trial. It's how you look at it. Amen. Paul could have laid down there and cried and said, here I am locked up in the palace. But he said, no, get ready, Caesar's household. You're going to hear the gospel. Thank God later on, he said, I salute those, even those that are in the household of Caesar. How did they hear the gospel? How did they get to be saints in Caesar's house? Woo! It's a lot deeper than what I ever realized. I studied there. There was 16,000, amen, men. Great God, that was assigned. That was their last duty, to protect Caesar and Caesar's household. That's a lot of men. Amen. You look at Trump when he goes traveling. I mean, he's got a heart of death. He's got, you know, lots of people right around him. But it's hard to tell how many people scattered out in them crowds that's there to protect the president. Caesar had thousands. Amen. That was assigned to his household. That was considered the household of Caesar. Amen. And the gospel never penetrated there. It's the Caesar's household. We can't get in there. But Paul said, thank God I'm going to distribute the gospel to Caesar's household. Thank God. I'm about to feel like preaching right here tonight. And later on he said, I salute those that are in Caesar's. How did he get there? I tell you how it got there. How did saints get there? I tell you how they got saved. Amen. Paul carried the gospel to Caesar's household. Have you ever heard of a man named Jesus? I know Caesar tells you he's not real. But let me tell you about one day when I was on my way to Damascus and I seen a great light shine down from heaven and the Lord saved me. And Paul carried the gospel and he got one saved. And that one went and told another one, come down to this cookie old man. He'll tell you about Jesus. And then finally, amen, Paul penetrated the palace, amen, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he was triumphant in the middle of the trial.
Woo! Feel the Holy Ghost here.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, God. Oh, Lord, help us. This word furtherance, I got to move on. It gets real good. This word furtherance is an interesting word. It carries the idea of pioneering. It was a word used of cutting a path through a brush thicket, amen, so that others could follow. Paul's imprisonment, yes, indeed, it locked him up from the streets of running to and fro, amen, preaching the gospel. But it was a path being cut that had never been cut before. Amen. The gospel was getting to the palace and the gospel would eventually get to Caesar. Hallelujah. All because of this man by the name of Paul who was willing to say, I'm not going to let the trial tear me down, but I'm going to be triumphant. I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to make it even in the midst of the trial. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house on a Thursday night. Church, you can be triumphant. You don't have to listen to the devil. You don't have to be defeated. I'm not giving us a pep talk. I'm not charismatic. But I feel like telling the devil, devil, you've tried this before. It didn't work in the past. It ain't going to work today. Greater is he that is within us than he that's within the world. If you got the Holy Ghost, I come to tell us you can triumph in the midst of the trial.
Woo! Hallelujah. Help us, Lord.
Amen. Hey, God, many a Christian, amen, gets to the place where they got to realize, which way will I go? Amen. Which way am I going to turn? Am I going to listen to the flesh? Am I going to listen to my mind? And am I going to listen to the devil and be defeated? Or am I going to be triumphant in the midst of the trial? Hallelujah. Hey, God, Paul had an inroad into the palace by being chained to a Roman guard. Hallelujah. Some of these guards were saved. Amen. Philippians 4:22. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. Amen. Thank God how they get there. The gospel got to Caesar's house. Amen. Thank God. Notice Philippians 1:12. Paul said that the things that happened furthered the gospel. Amen. Instead of fettering it, instead of chaining it, instead of binding it, persecution furthered the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the first time this word furtherance appears in the Bible, and it is used only in the book of Philippians. It is especially used for the progress. Amen. This term is used when an army makes its advancement and goes further along. It's an army term. Amen. Paul said, I'm in a war. I'm fighting the devil. And guess what, devil? The gospel's being furthered. Instead of pushing us back, instead of making us backslide like you thought you would, the gospel's been furthered. We made an advancement. We went forward. We're not going back. We're going forward in this house tonight. I wonder, with fear from coast to coast, from north to south, I wonder how many churches are going to go further, that's going to advance instead of go back. Help us, God, in the midst of fear, amen, to go further. Feel the Holy Ghost here. Woo! Hey, amen. I got to hurry here. Lord, help us to go further. Paul's imprisonment opened the door to new spheres of work. Amen. In places he would never have previously been able to get to. Paul invaded Caesar's army. Hey, God, can you say glory? Hallelujah. The things that happened cleared the way for Paul to reach Caesar's household. The gospel was advanced. Amen. Hey, God, the word happened here conveys the idea of something coming to pass by chance without previous expectation. Paul didn't see this happening. Hey, God, let me tell you something. I believe millions of Americans, amen, a month ago didn't see this happening. But God allowed circumstances to come to pass, amen, for his word to be furthered. Hallelujah. I come to tell us, maybe this will reach the White House. Maybe this will reach Capitol Hill. Maybe this will get governors on their knees. Maybe this will bring America back to her perception to realize, hey, God, amen, there's more, amen, than being defeated. We can be triumphant in the midst of a trial. Help us, Lord. Woo! Hey, man, I got to move on here. Helping me better than I'm preaching. Makes you want to preach more here. Amen. And many other, verse 14, of the brethren in the Lord waxing confident by my bonds are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. Amen. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely supposing to add affliction to my bonds. Hallelujah. Paul was awaiting trial before Nero, and those, many of them were timid about witnessing. Great God. They had beaten Peter and James. Remember Acts chapter number 4? And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with what? With boldness. Amen. With boldness. Hey, God. Hey, I come to tell us here. Amen. That's how it comes to pass. Great persecution was against the church at Jerusalem. But you know what happened? Amen. When persecution came down against the church was furthered. What happened? They scattered, and it started a fire at Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth had never seen before. And it started with persecution. It started with fear. It started with the trial. Great God. But what it got was a furtherance of the gospel. Amen. The gospel got scattered like it never had before. I come to tell us, that's what the devil would like to do. He'd like to take her, amen, her faith, and turn it into fear. Right. Woo! Yeah. Great God. And Acts 8:1, and Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. Acts 8:4, and therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word.
Everywhere.
Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. I believe they was trying to damper them. I believe they was trying to put out the fire of the gospel. But instead of doing that, it did just the opposite. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul said, I thank God for my bonds of affliction. Thank God, because it has furthered the gospel. Amen. What it did, it advanced it. And once it advances, it's not retreating. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. Help us, Lord. Paul rejoiced not only because of the opportunity to preach to the royal guard, amen, but also because of the effect that his imprisonment had on his brethren. Look at this. Amen. In a time of fear, every day, I watched that speech the other day. Trump was given to the stock market was plunging. I forget how far it was down. Trump came on at 3 o'clock, 3:30, something like that. I guess the stock market closes about 4 o'clock. Amen. And it was a positive speech of that particular day. And the stock market gained, I don't know how many hundreds of points. And at the end of the day, they all gave, I forget, about 1,000 points it gained while Trump was giving a speech. And Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all them guys said it was because of the positive effect that the president had upon the people. The people was confident that their leader was leading. Amen. Now we got Paul locked up down in there in prison. And maybe the crowd was saying, it's over now, guys. It's over. What are we going to do? But oh, they got word. Did you hear? Did you hear? There's some of those down in the household at the palace down at Caesar's house. They've been saved. And I heard another one got saved. And I heard, great God, there's a revival. It's an underground revival right under the nose of Caesar. And the people began to get up. And they said, hey, it's not over yet. The gospel's still powerful. It's still real. It's still able. And revival broke out. And the gospel spread. And the Judea, even Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Because one man said, I'm going to triumph. And the child, I'm not giving up. I'm going on. I'm not quitting. I'm journeying on. So the way Paul responded to his trials greatly, greatly inspired the people. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means what's in your life. Hallelujah. How are you going to react in a trial? Woo! That means what's in you. Proverbs 29:25 said, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be what? Safe.
Yes.
Woo! He that feareth man, hey, God's gonna have a snare put on him. But he that trusteth the Lord is going to be saved. Woo! Hey, God. Amen. Like that one old timer said, amen, when somebody threatened to kill him, he said, hey, you can't threaten me with heaven. Hallelujah. You can't threaten me with heaven. Devil, amen, for me to live as Christ. Amen. Paul said, as long as I'm living, I'm going to further the gospel. But great God, if I die, I'll get out of the palace and wake up, amen, in Beulah Land. I'll wake up in heaven. You can't threaten me. As long as I live, I'm going to be true and further the gospel. But if I die, I'm going to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Woo! My, my, my. Help us, Lord.
Woo!
I'm done. Amen. Great God, because of Paul's example, the brethren have become more courageous in the work of God. This is the kind of courage that comes from God. Did you know courage can come from God? We teach our boys to be men, and that's good. I'm going to teach my boys to be a man.
That's right.
We got out just a little bit yesterday. We got in the house and Michelle hates dirt. She hates grease. The other day I was out greasing on my mowers and getting a little antsy here. I don't know if they're going to let me mow or not.
Yeah.
Hey, man, but I was getting things ready. I come in there, she said, you smell just like a big pile of grease. Thank God. Smell, at least it don't smell like powder puffs. See? Hey, hallelujah. Them boys were out playing yesterday a little bit, and it's wet muddy from all the rain they had mud. She said, Hudson got a piece of mud and he squished it in his head. I said, Thank goodness. That's good. Squish that mud. Get down there and sit in that mud. Amen. Whatever they want to do. Great God, they ain't going to go sit in front of the mirror and primp. Hallelujah. Hey, amen, but you know courage, amen, and thank God for militaries. They train men to be strong. They train men to be courageous. But real courage comes from God. Did you know that? Real courage comes from Him. He looked at Joshua and he said, have I not commanded thee to what? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. God said, Joshua, I give you courage. My. Woo! God has placed upon every blood-bought child of God the responsibility to go out and be a witness. Amen. Be a light and win souls and further the gospel. Nothing will hinder that outreach effort more than fear. Amen. Fear in the heart of God's people. We can learn from Peter and John. And they called them and commanded them not to speak, he said, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, amen, when somebody threatens, they try to invoke fear. Amen, when they had threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man which, amen, had been healed was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth, amen, and sea, and all that are in them. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness that they may speak thy word. And God gave them boldness. And then that's when I read that they threatened them, amen, not to speak in his word. But thank God, amen, the gospel began to spread and it began to further, amen, all because God gave them boldness. I pray, Lord, give us a boldness and not fear.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Don't let us be afraid.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! 17 and 18, I'm done. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel.
Yeah.
I love that.
Amen.
Give me a man that's set. His mind's set. His mind's made up for the defense of the gospel.
Yes,
amen. Amen. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And I therein do rejoice, yea, and I will rejoice. The gospel needs no defense, but there is a need for defense against the misinterpretations, amen, and the corruptions of the gospel. Some were preaching Christ under selfish motives. Some were preaching under jealousy and resentment towards Paul. But Paul, however, was not concerned about who got the credit, who got the big pat on the back, the big I, the little you. But he said, no, I just want the gospel to go forth. Lord, give me boldness to preach the word of God. Amen. To my enemy. Hey, God, help me to penetrate the palace with the word of God in this day. God often uses the foolishness of man to his glory, as he did right here in this situation. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
Man, lock Paul up. You can help me, Sister Missy. I'm done up here. They locked Paul up. Man did. They locked him up.
Yes, they did.
And they said, we got him now.
Yeah.
This man's caused us more trouble than anybody on earth.
Come on.
We got him now. Well, they don't understand. They made a mistake.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
woo! Hallelujah. That's what happened when they got Jesus on the cross.
Yeah.
Same mistake. Of course, I'm not comparing Paul to Jesus. Amen. But they got Jesus on the cross and they said, we got him now. Here, this is the Christ. But what they don't understand is this had to happen for him to be the Christ of all the world. Great God. When they crucified him and he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It got dark. His blood ran down right over his cross and sprinkled that mercy seat. Hey God, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost in this house. And then he cried with a great voice, it is finished. And when he said that, all of hell shook. Amen. The veil of the temple was rent in twain, and the devils in all hell cried out, "What a terrible mistake it is. We've created the mercy of the gospel." Hey, I come to tell us that's what they did to Paul. Let's lock him up. Let's get rid of him. But Caesar, what you don't understand, your household will be saved. The gospel will penetrate, because you're not dealing with a fearful man. You're dealing with a man that's been anointed under the boldness of the Holy Ghost. I come to tell us, let's be triumphant in the trial.
Stand with me in this house. I preached to you best I could.
Jesus. How many wants to be triumphant here or not?
Amen.
Yes.
That's
good.
Let me tell you something. I don't want you to get sick. I want your family to get sick no more than I do mine. I've been praying, Brother Philip. He's worried. Talked to Brother Dave Miller yesterday. He's worried. Talked to Brother Kurt about a week ago. He was regular old Kurt, but today he's worried. I called him for a few days ago. I said, "Kurt's going out of church. What do you think?" Today he called me. He said, "No about this." Pastors all across the country is worried, you know.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. We don't care to shut the doors. There's no problem with that. I mean, as far as we realize people need to be healthy and safe, but I also know there's a devil out there.
Right.
We shut the door for 2 or 3 weeks, and this thing gets worse, and it's shut for 2 or 3, 4 more weeks before you know it. We ain't had church in 2 to 3, 4 months, and then people's backslid, and the devil's wreaking havoc in our nation. The church is the only one right now that's holding back lifeline, that's holding back the hand, amen, of the enemy, and that's keeping the blessing of God. They may shut us down, my son, I don't know. They come in here and escort us out. But Philip told me, up there, if you ain't doing exactly what Teddy's businesses and stuff, they got some place they're taking them to. Forcefully removing them and taking them down there. Amen. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know the future. But I know this. In any time of fear and all the word of God, God always gave boldness to his church. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be fearful. You can be triumphant in the trial. Let's find us an altar here tonight. I don't know the future. You prophesy the future? No, but to be honest with you, amen, if I had to prophesy, I'd tell you probably what the media said. It's probably going to get worse. Wait before it gets better. Amen. But this I do know. God said he'd be a friend to stick a closer than a brother. God said he'd be our help. He'd comfort us under his wings. Hey, God, let's find a place to pray here tonight. Lord, help us be triumphant in this trial.